Do you think John F. Kennedy played a role in the civil rights?
You're talking about the civil rights movement, the demonstrations and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think definitely he did. I don't know that he intended to, but I think that when he started pushing for the civil rights, that of course he was, I mean, it's strictly a political thing. He was after the black vote and wanted to get more and more blacks registered to vote. And, but I think as a result of that he stirred up the, you know, that his actions stirred up the blacks, and that it definitely had an effect on him and played a role in it, in my personal opinion.
Think it caused more hostile riots?
Well, I don't know that he caused more hostile, but I think anytime you get a large group together like that, and you get a leader, they can become hostile, you know. I don't know that he had, you know, that his actions caused them to be any more hostile than it would have been anyway.
At the time, you liked John F. Kennedy. How did you feel about his successor?
Oh, I never liked that man. I didn't like him as vice president. LBJ was definitely not favorite people. In fact, I felt at the time of Kennedy's assassination that he played a role in it, and I've never gotten that out of my mind. I mean, even though it's, you know, it's never been proven, it's never been tied into it, but I just always had that feeling because I never liked the man. He was just a sneaky, power-hungry person. I've never liked him. Certainly didn't like him as president. Didn't like him as vice president nor president.
During Johnson's presidency, the Voting Rights Act of 1965 came about. What's your feelings on that?
Well, of course, I feel like that everybody has an equal right to vote. I feel like that the blacks, you know, were mistreated there for years, and even even in the 60s when they were trying to register to vote, they came up against a lot of opposition, and been a lot of stories told about things that happened that, you know, it sounds impossible, but I've heard of questions that were asked them, that such as how many bubbles in a bar of soap, and there's just no way of knowing that, and it was just things that they were illiterate, but they had sense not to know that they wasn't going to get to vote or get to register to vote in that particular place. And there was just, I heard one incident of where this black guy was given this piece of paper to read, and it was just such big words and legal terms, and of course he couldn't read anyway, and he looked at it, and he looked so puzzled, and he said, "Tell me what it says." And he stood and looked and scratched his head, and it says, "There ain't no niggas gonna vote in Alabama today." So there was just all kind of tales told like that, and a lot of them were true, I'm sure. But I certainly feel that everybody, every American citizen has the right to vote and should exercise that right, which, you know, a lot of people don't, but they should.
Um, In 1966, the Black Panthers were organized. Do you think it was caused from blacks getting their right to vote, maybe, or try to get radical and get all the rights at one time?
Well, I don't know that it had anything to do with that, but I think it was just a hate group, just a black hate group that hated whites. And, of course, as they were, you know, getting to be having their freedom and their right to do and go and come as they please and eat where they want and go to school where they like and all that, and they you know, they became, they got more open and more brave and decided that they'd. Of course, this was just a group of radicals, but it was, in my opinion, just a hate group.
Well, in 1968, Johnson decided not to announce to not run for re-election. How'd you feel about that?
Well, I was elated, but I feel that probably his reason for that was that he had lost so much power in the Senate and Congress and all that he felt like he had a lot of opposition and would probably not be reelected, and he couldn't bear the thoughts of being defeated. It's my opinion of it, the reason that he did that.
You think maybe he didn't want to face Vietnam since this was...
Well, he had, of course, he's the one that got us into Vietnam. He's the one that put us there in the first place. And there's lots and thousands of lives were lost there. And somebody would be paying a long time for that, in my opinion. And it was just a useless war. Of course, the poor guys that served in Vietnam were ridiculed and looked down on, and the nation as a whole almost turned their backs on them. But you know, I think now that people have seen where the country has certainly changed their minds about the war, about the veterans that fought in the war, maybe not about the war itself. But I really swayed it out because I was still in the reserves after that, and I was afraid that my unit might be called back to active duty, that I might have to go, but I didn't. But I really felt for those that did have to go, especially those that lost their lives.
In 1968, Martin Luther King was assassinated. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, of course, it's always sad when anybody's life is taken. And he was, you know, a martyr to the black race, and he did more than any other individual to give blacks their freedom in the South. And you know, a lot of it at the beginning, a lot of it I didn't agree with, and maybe some of the things that he did I didn't agree with later, but I could see his reasoning for it, and of course I couldn't fall out with him for wanting his freedom and for his people to be free. It was obvious that somebody was going to kill him, though. I mean, it was just a matter of when. You know, I mean, he was accused of being a communist, of course, he was seen with communist leaders. They had pictures of him. I don't know that he was or anything like that. But a lot of people in the South like to think he was, and he may have been. I don't know, but still, all of his movements were peaceful, and you've got to respect that about him. He never tried to bring out the guns and let's kill the whites and all this kind of thing. He was just, it was a peaceful demonstration. All of his demonstrations were, and that's what he always preached, was equal rights, but do it peacefully.
Well, in 1969, the Apollo 2 sent the first Americans to the moon. Do you think it was possible?
No, I never thought it was possible, but I'm not one of those that sat back and seeing it on TV and saying that it wasn't happening, I certainly felt like at that time that they were on the moon, and I was, I guess I was about as excited over that as anything that I can remember, any one particular incident that's happened in our nation, because I was real excited over that. And, I don't know now what effect it's had on our country as far as that goes, but it was just a race between the Americans and the Soviets to see which one could put a man on the moon first. So just trying to outdo the other in the space age. It's all had great effects on the country that I didn't realize at that time. But we continue to see the effects of it as long as we live, because of all the satellites and the different things that we have now. And of course that's been a part of it. Of course, the space age is just blows my mind anyway now. A fax machine, for instance, I can't see how it's possible that you put a little piece of paper in the machine here and dial a number and it'll print it out 3,000 miles away. It just blows my mind. I don't understand how it's possible. Space age is very important, and of course the Americans being the first on the moon, I was very proud to be an American.